Paul Bavaris, Middletown, also the chairman of the Chairman Taxpayers Association, Middletown. Just want to say, Governor, to you and the board of this and the members of this, thank you for everything you've done for the people of Rhode Island. But Governor, you have about 15 months left in your second year term. And as you said over and over again, you have reduced employment or employees at state level, while employees at the local levels have been increasing. Now, the people or the civic groups in those communities do not have any legislative power. It's all in the hands of the mayor and the governor. And my question to you is, are you doing the 15 months that you have left in office, plan on visiting with the local community groups to help them somehow regain, take some of the legislative powers away from the council and the mayor and give it back to the people? You mentioned the town meeting. We don't have one in Middletown. We tried to get one through a new town, constitution, and we just lost the Supreme Court. So we need the help of the governor's office. Bruce Lang said our problem is in the legislature. Well, where do they come from? They come from the local community. We need help to get people to run for office that are going to do the right thing and let the chips fall where they may.
I would just say one thing in addition to that. We are very interested in attracting qualified candidates for public office, whether at local level or state level. We must find good candidates. If anybody in this room is interested in running, we'd like to know about it. If you've got friends or associates who would like to run, let's bring them forth. We have two or three people right here today who are thinking of running for office. If Eric Wallen here, who's going to run for Attorney General, Mark Secretary. We need good candidates, so please, if you can run, do it.
Sue and I were talking about what to talk about when I came before I came this morning, and she made a comment that, and I don't know who, so I won't give the right quote, somebody out there will know. It goes something like, the only thing, evil or bad needs to succeed is for good people to do nothing. All right? It's tough. It is tough. But, this nation wasn't born, easily. And we take it for granted every single day. We rely on people of goodwill who only care about their communities and the state, willing to step forward with no agenda. With no agenda. Isn't that wonderful? Let me add my voice. Harry's absolutely right. I encourage anybody, step forward. Don't be afraid. Believe me, you would be a breath of fresh air, and we need more people engaged in the whole electoral process.
Let me say this. If you don't think you're qualified, spend a day up there. Present company, except I got to get out of here alive.